traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It's a lot. There's like 50 steps. It took like 2 hours. No way. Just to put that. Just whoa. For that. Yeah.
I mean, you look great.
Oh, thank you.
Like, I don't want to push it. I'll probably smash. Like, fuck it.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Mom, can I ask you something? Are you doing drugs?
Are you on drugs,
man? Can we show my mom?
Are you high? Are you high as a satellite right now?
You gotta stop doing drugs, Mom.
Your eyes are redder than the
Ma,
devil's dick.
It's my birthday. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Yo, what's good? I'm 24 today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Should we get him a click on happy birthday to you?
That's good. Yeah. If you're not subscribed, make sure to subscribe to the number one podcast in the world. Guys, we do an extended audio Q&A with the guest after the visual is done. I'm feeling good today. I'm feeling a little bit older. My crotch is tingling. I'm 24. I'm mature.
Ooh.
That's dope.
Yeah,
it's all good stuff. My nose was bleeding this morning.
Yeah, what happened with that? Just decided to start bleeding?
I think I'm just a little bitch. I think that's it. That's all there is to it.
The older you
get. Hey, we got Mike back. There he is. Glad to have you back. I don't know if the fans are, though.
I can't do anything right. I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to be alive today, bro.
That's a good attitude.
Some sad news yesterday.
With Nipsey.
Nipsey, dude. Yeah, and yeah, that was...
I got TMZ'd about that yesterday. It's really? Tough, man, because It's such a tragedy. I don't even know where to begin. I have no idea what to say or do besides just say that's a fucking tragedy. And I'm like sick of this gun violence shit.
He was like a beacon of hope in LA. He was like the king of LA, bro. Like just such a positive force and had so much good shit going. And it sucks, dude. We gotta start being better to each other, like as people. Dude, we have to, bro.
I think this podcast is a good start.
Yeah,
and not to get too negative, but I'm gonna switch the vibe completely and bring on quite possibly one of the happiest people in the world. Introducing our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a YouTuber with over 4 billion views and 13 million subscribers. This man is so positive, he could make an alligator smile. He's a YouTube OG, and he once swallowed an entire bloom of jellyfish. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Alex Wasabi.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too.
Yo, you just had a birthday, too.
Yeah, I did.
How old are you?
29.
Dog, you look like you're 17.
Yeah, for real. You look like the youngest person here, bro. Easy.
Your birthday was what, like 3 days ago?
Yeah, the 28th.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
Must be nice, bro. Let me tell you something. Having an April Fool's birthday, whoo.
Yeah, I was nervous to come.
This shit is whack.
I was nervous to come on the show because of that fact.
You thought we were going to prank you?
I still think you're going to prank me.
maybe we'll see.
I feel like he's like one of the like hardest people to prank because you just don't want to do that to good old Alex Wasabi.
You're tough, bro. You smile and like I would just feel so bad.
So bad, yeah.
I feel so bad.
You wouldn't feel that bad.
So you're 30 next year, huh?
No.
No, he's going to reverse.
I think you are.
28.
No. I think you are, dude.
No, we have a deal. I'm not going to turn 30. I'll just stay 29.
That's tight. What age did you realize that the aging thing wasn't stopping? In fact, it was getting exponentially faster.
27 is where it gets really? Kind of crazy. Your body starts hurting. Your skeleton starts hurting.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Once your skeleton starts hurting, it's downhill.
Mike tells me about that all the time.
I'm 34, bro.
Yeah.
And, things just speed up at some point, like exponentially, and shit just starts hurting. Like your bones hurt that you didn't even know you had, muscles hurt that you didn't know you had. And I think like, damn, it really does. Like shit just goes into fast forward. Like you'll be celebrating 25 in 8 months. You'll celebrate 26, like 4 months after that. Happening. And it just boom, 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 birthdays.
So listen, bro, Alex Wasabi,
That's me.
I gotta say, how did you invent wasabi? How'd you come up with that?
Yeah.
I love it, by the
Spicy
way.
Spicy as hell.
Great job.
I have some here, actually.
Oh, no. I hate wasabi.
You hate yourself?
What? You hate your own creation?
It's so hot.
You didn't invent wasabi. Or you named yourself after wasabi.
After wasabi. But I have two S's.
Okay? Oh.
Wasabi is one S.
How bad is this stuff? Like, if I do it right now, am I going to be... Is that a big mistake? I do dumb shit.
No, do all of it. It's actually kind of sweet.
Also, why is it... It says, when does wasabi come into toothpaste, dude? Something seems, like, immoral about this.
Maybe you should brush your teeth with it.
Are you going to put it in your eye?
Yeah, man. That's what I was going to do. I'm going to put this in my eye. April Fool's.
Like, supreme baddie.
Yeah. How bad is this stuff?
On a scale of 1 to bad, it's real bad.
That's pretty bad. Will you do it with me?
Of course, bro. I'll do anything with you. You're my best friend in the whole world. I love you, man.
I'm going to let you guys do that. I'm going to support other best friend.
We got your back.
Not to change the subject too much, but did you know that we always have like one fake thing when I introduce the guest, and yours was he once swallowed an entire bloom of jellyfish.
Yeah, I was like, I did?
I saw you like, wait a second. No, I just, not to get like, again, too sidetracked, but you know there are different names for animal collectives?
That's what I was going to say.
Animal collectives. A bloom, huh? A bloom of jellyfish.
Wow. Oh.
It's a super interesting fact. Like apes, a shrewdness of apes.
Is it crows or geese? Which one is it? The murder?
A murder of crows.
Yeah.
A caravan of camels.
Okay. Makes sense.
That makes sense.
A gang of buffalo. Buffalo gang skirt.
Okay.
A sloth of bears.
A clowder of cats.
It's really just all. I wonder what a group of Kongs would be. Got anything?
Oof.
A pride.
Yes.
A pride. There you go. Yes.
Right, I'm gonna eat this.
Do it. Get it. Oh, God. All of it.
To be honest, fuck that. I didn't do any of it. No, I'm not going
to. Give me a new one. I don't want those shit that came out of your mouth. I'm going to do it, bro.
Hey, how's your health? How's your health, Alex Wasabi?
My health?
Yeah.
My back hurts?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that why?
I'm just curious, bro. Like, I don't know about you, but here in Encino, it's been a little rough, dog. Like, you can hear my voice.
Yeah.
Man, I was drinking a little bit this weekend. I don't know, Encino gang. That's where we live.
It's rough up here, bro. It's not the best.
People get sick in Encino?
Yeah. We get sick in this house. Okay. In the Maverick house.
I'm sick right now.
Am I about to be sick?
Probably.
Maybe.
Cool. Nice.
No, it's no problem. It's no problem. Don't worry about it. So what's new, bro? You just went to Hawaii.
Went to Hawaii. I turned into Bretman Rock for a day.
Oh my God, I saw that. Wait, this is hilarious. First off, Bretman Rock is the man.
He's so funny.
He's hilarious. I've been watching him for a while. Yo, this is hilarious. Oh my God. You really did it, guy.
I look like him.
Oh my God, you do.
I do.
You look like brothers.
Did you go out in public and pretend that you were Bretman Rock?
No, but maybe for the next one.
How was this?
It was a lot. Have you ever had your makeup done like that?
Nah.
Never?
Not by like a professional beauty guru.
It's a lot. There's like 50 steps. It took like 2 hours.
No way.
Just to put that. Whoa. For that. Yeah.
I mean, you look great.
Oh, thank you.
Like, I don't want to push it. I'll probably smash. Like, fuck it. Fuck it, bro. Nah, this is great. Bretman Rock. I want him on the podcast, bro. He's awesome. And he lives in Hawaii?
Yeah, he lives in Hawaii, but he's here all the time.
So besides becoming a beautiful human man, what else did you do in Hawaii? Typical Hawaii stuff or no?
What island were you on?
Oahu.
Oh, nice.
We were on Kauai. Yeah.
I did the shark stuff.
Oh, that's tight.
It was cool.
You're still alive.
Have you done it?
It's to a light degree. It was like my sharks weren't like aggressive, you know? They're like the little like bottom feeder sharks.
Oh, I went and they were like, oh, you don't need the cage if you don't want it. And I was like, they're big. They were like
big?
6 to 10 feet. And there's like 20 of them.
That's big. Once an animal is bigger than me, I get a little
I
get a little nervous.
And what do you do? Like, what are you doing? You're just like swimming around.
Yeah,
like
you
just bopping around.
You go in and there's a bar you can hold on to, but the cage is big enough where your limbs can go through. So sometimes my foot will go out and I freak out and then I pull it back in. But it's scary. And the current's like pulling you back and forth. So those sharks are big. And then I paid the guy that took us out there $200 to get in without the cage. And take my GoPro, and he did, and it was dope.
Do they wear any of those suits? You know, the chain link suits that you could wear? Because then the sharks can't bite through. They can't bite through.
Well, I think these are bigger than, like, that's not going to do anything because they were so big.
Shut up.
Yeah, they are big sharks. They're so scary.
These ain't baby. They're not baby sharks.
No, they're father sharks.
You mentioned
daddy sharks.
You mentioned the current.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when I'm snorkeling or scuba diving, the current will, you know, like take you underwater and like throw you 10 feet. And a couple times I've been thrown into the coral, like legitimately thrown into the coral, and I started bleeding. I remember when I was a freshman in high school, I started bleeding profusely underwater. I swear to God, I thought I was going to get eaten by a shark. Because they say, you know, you bleed in like all the movies.
They can smell it from a mile.
A mile away?
A mile away. One drop of blood a mile away.
Oh my God. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, see, bro. You're lucky to be alive. You're lucky to be alive, dude. I read a tweet, dog. It said, you've been doing YouTube for 13 years.
Yeah.
It's a long ass time.
It's so long.
That's a long time.
Since January 25th, 2006.
Damn.
Yeah. Wow. How old are you?
I was 11.
Okay.
But wait, that's when I started. You took off before I did, though. I started making videos when I was like 10, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For what? For YouTube?
Yeah, for YouTube.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. But why'd you start? What made you start making videos at such a young age?
We were just bored. Yeah. And like,
oh, you and Roy.
Yeah, me and Roy, we were bored, and he had a camera, and then we didn't have a car, we didn't have jobs, we didn't have girlfriends yet, so we're like, let's just make some stupid stuff, like jackass stuff.
Yeah,
and that's where wasabi came from, because like when he snorted wasabi, when Steve-O snorted wasabi, we just thought it was so funny, and we're like, oh, we should be wasabi.
Steve-O was once in the same seat that you're in.
Yeah.
Oh, in this one.
Yeah, we had him on the show.
Oh.
Let me tell you something. Man's incredible.
It's insane. Yep.
Man is amazing. Incredible. So you and Roy built this channel.
Yeah.
Became immensely popular.
Mm-hmm.
It was known as Wasabi. You guys made like parody music videos, and this channel has 11.3 million subscribers. But then like what, a year ago, you guys split up? You guys broke up? How does that work?
It was like a couple years ago. We just had differences.
What does that mean?
Did you guys get in a fight?
What does
you
that mean?
You guys trying to get crazy.
Did you guys get in a fight?
Oh. Awesome, bro.
And if so, who won?
Juice, bro.
You signed the contract. You got to tell us.
Well, we just had differences, and he wanted to do his own thing.
I mean,
so that's cool.
He did.
Yeah. And he did.
By the way, he's murdering it.
Yeah.
Guava juice.
Yeah, he's doing great.
How many subs does he have? You know?
I don't know. But he was like, he wanted to go more of the kiddie route, and I wanted to go the other way.
Have you seen this channel?
No, because you went the kiddie route.
Guava juice. Yeah. 13.3 million subscribers. Damn.
Yeah.
Now I will say it is I think it's much easier making videos for children.
Yeah.
Because YouTube's like a children's, it's such a children's channel, dude.
I just, you know what I have a problem with, man? Like, especially living in LA. Does he live in LA?
Yeah.
I just like don't want to go to like a club or like to an event and like be like that guy, you know, that makes like videos for 7-year-olds.
Like you walk into the club with like a fidget spinner spinning on your nose.
Yeah.
Hey guys, what's up?
Yeah, like I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah. It was a lot. We had a lot of other differences, but I'm not trying to put anybody on blast.
No, like, no, why not? If he's a piece of shit, just say
no,
it.
No, he's not. maybe you can have both of us on the show next time, and we can get into that. Because
like a little debate. I feel like I could be your mediator.
Yeah, yeah.
There's definitely a certain level you got to hold yourself to if you're making kid content.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
If you look back at the past of all the like famous people who did kids shows who end up being hella creepy,
like the guy on Blue's Clues.
Blue's Clues.
Where's he at?
Probably in jail, bro. Steve's probably in jail.
The only person that ever made it out.
Bill Nye.
Nah.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers. Everybody loves Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, but Bill Nye is dope too.
Bill Nye is great, Bill but Nye, he actually has become like political now. Yeah,
he's awesome.
No, but he's dove into a political arena quite a bit.
Yeah, he's hella political now.
I remember the first time I saw Bill Nye swear, I was like, this is incredible. And even more so, bro, when Bob Saget went edgy.
Yeah.
You remember when Bob Saget was like, yo, I ain't the dad on Full House anymore. He just started swearing and cussing.
Yeah.
And he made a book too called like, I think it was like Unfiltered with Bob Saget or something.
The first time I ever saw him go off kilter was in Half Baked. Did you see the movie Half Baked?
Yeah.
He goes, what does he say? He's like, this guy's up here talking about weed. You ever suck dick for crack?
Oh, I hear that.
You ever see that? And I'm like, yo, Bob Saget just went off the fucking rails, bro.
Yeah, there's no in between. You gotta pick a lane. You gotta hit it.
Yeah, hard.
Because if you go that kid lane and then they catch you at, you know, out in the club doing some hood rat stuff. Oof.
Well, bro, that's dangerous. Well, that's why I've always tried to own my shit. And I think he's moving there too. It's like there's a shelf life on doing kid shit. Like nobody wants to see imagine I had come on and I was like, I'm gonna be Disney fresh and I'm gonna come on and I'm gonna really play into that. Like we'd be fucked right now.
Well,
bro.
Listen, I don't know, bro. The shelf life. Unless there's always gonna be kids, you know.
Yeah, true, but like,
unless it's you. Like, unless it's, are you that guy? Are you always the bubbly, like buzzing type of kid friendly energy in real life?
Well, the thing is, like, I started when I was young. So then, like, that's the fan base I grew. Mm. So even though I got older, the fan base stayed the same. But it's weird when I go to, like, I would go to clubs and stuff and, like, party and do stuff. And it would be fine because when I used to have younger fan base. And now they're all getting older since I've been doing it for 13 years. Like, the 10-year-olds are now 23. So I'll see them at the club and they're like, oh, and I'm like, oh, don't look at me. Oh,
yeah. Oh, for real? Yeah, but they're there too, though. They're doing some shit.
They're doing some stuff. But I still stay, like, family friendly. It's just not, it's like the family friendly, like, still doing whatever I want to do. Mm. But I said crap. And on a video.
Are you fucking crazy?
Oh, stop. Wait, I want to hear
no,
this.
No, I said crap on a video, and that's fine. But my editors in London, they thought crap was a bad word in America. So then they bleeped it out, and all the comments were about, I can't believe you said a bad word. And all I said was crap. And so that's how bad it is. That's how crazy it gets.
Who's editing your videos? A three-year-old?
Shit, dude.
is a four-year-old editing?
Yeah, I got little kids editing. Yeah.
Yo, I'm not quite sure I can wrap my head around what you just said.
Yeah, there's a lot.
You can't swear? You don't cuss?
I mean, I do, but not as often as you.
Nah. Yo, Pam,
I love cussing.
Pam and Jeff both told me, which Jeff, I was blown away. Like you used to never cuss
ever.
Like you used to get mad at people for cussing.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
When you're younger?
No, I was just my content was super clean. Like I was like brand friendly and stuff. And then I like realized in real life, dog, I'm like kind of a dirty boy.
Pam is not smiling at all right now, bro.
She's just higher than.
Are you high, Mom? You really got to stop doing drugs. You're very inexperienced, and I think it's very cute. I envy your naivety at the age that you are, Mom. You're doing great. You're looking beautiful, and I think about you every second of every day. Anyways,
that was sweet.
Anyways,
that was so nice.
But you're still friends with Rory. Like, look it. Like, are you still friends, or was this just for the gram?
No, we're still friends. We like had some issues, but we got past them and now we're friends again.
What does a fight or argument look like between two guys who are just like super friendly and happy and is it passive aggressive?
Yes, very passive aggressive. Really? That's what I was saying. It would like throw in a comment in a conversation like with a bunch of people so you can't like confront it.
Oh,
and stuff like that. Oh, yeah.
Does anyone ever say crap? In the argument, is that like where the line gets drawn? They're like, "All right, chill out, man. This was a healthy debate until someone started swearing."
No, we're good though. We grew up together, so we just have a lot of history.
Yo, I feel like it's one of those situations where you got so much love for each. Like the emotion is gonna be so strong, whether it's love or hate.
Yeah,
like there's gonna be something, and we discovered that I am. The biggest dick to the people I love most, which is weird.
That's why he's always such a dick to me.
Yeah, to hate somebody, you have to have strong emotions to hate somebody. There have to be strong emotions there.
I completely agree with that. Yeah. Anytime I find myself like talking to a girl for a little while, if I ever feel those feelings of like me getting kind of like angry at her, I'm like, oh, I know this could potentially be something. Because normally, like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But as soon as I start to feel like, yo, this girl is like, You've made me mad in some way. I'm like, damn, maybe I could also love this girl. Yeah, it could go the other way too.
Because she made you feel something. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think that's why
you don't feel anything normally?
Are you a sociopath? You got empathy?
Nah, it's more of just like a numbness. It's not like sociopath.
How's your love life going?
Horrible. Yeah,
that's good.
Not in a bad way. It's just like. I wouldn't use the word love for like anyone right now, you know, besides my boys, you know, I got my boys, but that's all you need, bro. You just need your boys and your dog, your little dog Kong.
True.
Speaking of love.
Oh, here we go.
New study out.
Oh.
Oh.
This past week,
I
just pulled up.
Okay.
Young men between 18 and 30 are driving a massive decline in sex.
What?
So reported via this report, people having sex is down in America in a huge way.
Can you cite that website?
This is Science Alert, but it's on all the news stations right now. 23% of adults are nearly one in four who have spent a year in a celibate state, a much larger expected number than ever before. It's record highs.
I'm disappointed in our generation. I really am.
Well, what are you talking about?
I want y'all to be fucking. I'm gonna be honest.
I kind of agree.
What was the reason?
I disagree, guys. I think sometimes it's okay to unplug from that life for a minute so you can find yourself.
Spencer.
Okay.
Listen, not everyone is as perfect as you. I don't know if I can spill the beans. But Spencer didn't have sex for 2 years and waited for the one. And now he's found literally the perfect girlfriend.
I hate you.
No, wait.
No, so I think I'm part of that stat.
Here's another part of it that may correlate. Young men are also more likely than ever to be living with their parents. 35% of men aged 18 to 34 live in their parents' home.
Young men.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I still remember the days. Do you remember the days of trying to fuck when your parents were around? Or even worse, when your girlfriend's parents were around? That is hard.
Yeah.
That is a very quiet sex session.
Did it happen to you guys where one of the doors, the lock didn't work either?
Something
like that.
I remember that. My dad made me keep all the doors open.
I mean, I'm actually a virgin.
You're a virgin.
Yeah, I'm a virgin.
I believe that.
Thank you.
Nah, bro, you're way too good looking. Shut up.
Bro, but
I hope your kid fans don't come to this video. Please click off.
Yeah, I'm definitely not retweeting this.
No, don't. Please don't. Okay, no, I, to be honest, I'm actually part of that too. Like, I get in waves where it's all waves for me where, bro, I won't do
no, but this is like, yeah, but your waves are like, you won't have sex for 3 to 4 hours, bro. This is like,
no, it's not
this
true
is
at
like,
all.
This is like in the last year. And this is I'm happy I fall outside of this 18 to 30 age group because, man, I'm bucking this trend, bro. Heavy. My I'm up, dude.
I know, you know what it is? I bet it's because gaming became so big.
Oh, all these my God.
Right?
Wow.
One final factor that may be affecting American sexual habits at all ages is technology. Mm-hmm. There are a lot more things to do at 10 o'clock at night now than there were 20 years ago.
Wow.
Streaming video, social media, console games, everything. So people are just out there. Not right now, babe. I'm about to huck a duo.
Yeah.
On Fortnite.
plus, I mean, all your sexual desires can be satiated with technology now.
For sure.
There's sex robots now. That's a thing.
That's a
whole nother conversation.
Alex, you hear about sex robots?
I don't even know what sex means. I don't know what you're talking about.
What about sex robots?
No way. This is uncharted territory for Alex. We should leave right now. let's go a little. Let's work backwards.
Wait, hold on a second.
I'm not holding on any seconds.
That feels the opposite of where we usually go with Impulse. We're supposed to push the fucking guest to uncomfortable places.
Yeah, but I like Alex as a friend in real life.
Yeah.
You didn't go the guava juice route, or did you? Dude, don't even talk about fucking, dude.
Damn. Nah, I get it.
If
it wasn't your personal friend,
yeah.
All right, fine. So, as you know, Toys R Us went out of business. Is that a better fucking subject? Good God.
Hey, on that note, though, Pam brought up a severe concern that we use the F-bomb too much on Impulsive.
I think it's Mike.
You do. You use it quite a bit, bro.
Fuck. That's so funny. That's so true.
Yeah.
I want to work backwards. I think you're right.
Did you ever see the correlation they made?
We're working on it.
We're going to go back.
Yeah. Back.
You did just get out of a relationship.
6 months ago, but yes.
It's fairly new.
Yeah.
Sort of.
True.
That's probably around the same time as myself, but it was with Lauren. She's mm-hmm. also a YouTuber.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were cute AF.
Yeah, we were.
What happened, man? You guys still friends? Everything good or?
We had differences.
I mean, obviously.
It's just it's hard to maintain a relationship after you break up because once you get somebody new, they're not going to want you hanging out with your ex.
Oh, you
and
got
stuff
someone
like
new?
That. Oh, no, not me.
Oh, but she got someone.
Yeah.
Does that make you jealous?
No.
You sure?
It doesn't make me jealous. It's just she looks very interested in this. She's like, yes, I've been waiting for this topic.
Danny.
Danny's like, I can assure you I don't give a fuck.
She's like, I'm just doing timestamps over here. I can't wait to get out of this shit.
It's just we had differences. Like, she was ready for things I wasn't ready for.
Marriage?
No.
Want to hear of children?
No.
What are you talking about?
Well, the one step before that, moving in, I wasn't ready for that.
Oh.
She was, and she thought I should be, and then it was just got weird.
Why weren't you ready for that?
I don't know.
How long had you been together?
That was a problem, too. It was like 2.5 years, like between 2.5 and 3 years, and she was like, you should now, and I was like, I know, but wait, what's that?
But you're like, wasabi.
Yo.
Yeah. And like the big problem was I didn't even know why. I just knew that I wasn't ready, so that's it.
Man, you blew it.
I blew it. I messed it up.
And this is no like small YouTuber. Lauren's got 9 million subscribers, bro.
Oh, yeah.
So what's it like dating a YouTuber whose life also is the same as yours?
It was a lot. Yeah. It was just like, yeah, because like since she's a YouTuber, I'm a YouTuber. We're always together. So it's like, hey, you want to do this video? But I still got to do my video. And then we had to do two videos now. And like, so it was a lot. But she didn't post as much as I did. So that was good.
That's good. Does that cloud the relationship and the feelings you have for each other if you're constantly thinking about what to produce and put online?
No. I mean, well, we had different opinions on that too. It didn't bother me at all. Like, it didn't put any pressure on me. Like, comments don't bother me at all, but she takes it pretty personal. Like, if she sees a comment, she'll respond to it. And I'm like, why?
Oh, no.
Like,
oh,
you're
no.
just feeding the hate or feeding, like, they're going to want to say that more, so you respond. And and so we had differences there too. But it was a good 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
Damn.
Would you ideally like to be with someone who's not on social media?
I actually like it because you don't have to explain anything. They understand when like you're tweeting or trying to figure out an Instagram post. They understand. They're like, oh, it's all good.
That's true.
But I'm talking to somebody.
Let's go. You meet on a dating app?
It's not official. Yes, we did.
Which dating app?
Oh, snap. Raya.
By the way,
it actually works.
I already met this girl.
Oh, okay, cool.
No, I met her with you.
Oh, you did?
That time.
Yeah, that
though
time.
I never met her before. Okay. I have no idea what's happening.
Yeah. But it's fairly new. So I'm not trying to put pressure on her, okay? But she's really cool.
You met her on Raya.
Yeah.
I got kicked off that app.
For why?
The thing is, because you got kicked from Google Preferred or YouTube.
No jokes. I feel like they're directly related.
Yeah. He's not.
They didn't tell me. They didn't tell me. They said Ryan has decided not to. Didn't finish the sentence.
So you were in it and they cut you out.
Didn't finish the sentence.
The dude was just typing the email. He's like, dude, honestly.
Ryan has decided not to.
I remember that.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm missing out on a lot of potential relationships. Not even for like romantic relationships, bro. I just want to talk to people.
Yeah, they have like a friends thing.
Bro, I'll be anyone's friend. I'll be a friend.
Do you guys have a red flag process? Like, is there something that when you see it, you're like, boom, I'm done with this one.
On the dating app?
Just in dating in relationships?
General. Yeah, yeah.
What are some of your red flags?
Red flags? If they get mad right away and they don't give you a chance to like talk or explain and they just like, it's like, what? How did that flip so fast? Mm. That's a big red flag.
What about when a girl mentions social media and like collabing? Has that ever happened?
No.
Good.
Has that happened to you?
Oh yeah. That's the worst.
Oh no.
I had a girl send me a voice memo yesterday.
Yeah. I heard that.
Yeah. She's like, I'm starting my YouTube channel. She's Latina. She's like, I'm starting my YouTube channel and maybe we could collab. And I'm like, listen, lady, I barely do collabs anyways. Like,
have you had like friends hit you up for like high school friends, like hit you up for money or for like help or anything?
Nah, have you?
Really?
Have you?
I've had friends of friends that I'd like, we never even hung out one-on-one, ask me for money before. And I'm like, what?
Whoa.
Just straight up for money. They didn't even want to perform a service.
They always have a story to tell me. And then they're like, hey, so this happened. I'm having a rough time. I need $30,000. I'm like, what?
$30,000.
Yeah. One time, this Holy guy I went shit. To high school with asked me for money for jail. And I was like, he was like, I'm in jail. And I was like,
I was like, how much?
He was like, $10,000. I was like, for what? And he was like, I can't tell you. And I was like, you want me to give you $10,000? I haven't seen you in years. and you won't tell me why.
It's the content, though.
And then I found out why, but I can't say why. But I was like, oh, I wouldn't want to tell people that either.
Is it bad?
It was bad. It was like Romeo kind of stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I was like, whoa.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fuck that. You can't get involved with that. I just get random Venmo requests.
Yeah.
All the time.
Like, it's like so-and-so wants to be your friend on Venmo. One girl just requested $50 for Kong. That was her fucking, her memo. I'm like, what?
This little dog here?
I just got requested $95 just
for what?
For please.
Maybe it's that same kid. You know what I'm talking about.
Please. No.
Bro, please, bro.
Please, no.
I feel like these people should be hitting up Mr. Beast. Go to the person who gladly gives away money.
Yeah.
Have you met him?
Beast? Yeah.
It's dope, right?
He's from North Carolina, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's really cool.
I've never met anyone like that kid. Yo, they breed some special kids in North Carolina.
Yeah. Damn. Rhett and Link.
Really?
Rhett and Link are from there, too, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a big YouTube state.
Yeah. Well, it's weird. Like, people are from there. It's like me, Mr. Beast, Rhett and Link, Roy. So,
damn.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, but it's not like you don't give away money or do things for people. You bought your parents a mansion. That's dope.
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. That was like the goal. Like ever since I was little, I was like, I'm going to do it. Because they worked so much. My parents worked so much.
What'd they do?
My dad, he was a computer software engineer, but he would work like two jobs. So he'd like 18-hour days and then sleep like whenever he got a chance. And then I was like, man, even when being young, I still was like, that looks like it sucks. I'm going to do something about this.
Yeah.
So I did.
How did it make you feel when you were 20 years old and you began making more money than your parents?
I actually, that was crazy. I made more money than my whole family tree.
Yeah.
And I was like, I realized that. And then I told my dad, I was like, Dad, do I make more money than anybody ever in the family? He's like, yeah. And I was like, yo, you made me. You did that. And he was like, I know. I think about that sometimes. It's crazy.
Dang.
Yeah.
No, that's not. That was definitely a moment for me. That was weird to comprehend.
Yeah.
There's so many people that aspire to retire their parents.
Yeah.
Like they want to do so well that they can just buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
Like what would you attribute that level of success to, like, what through your journey, like, how were you able to actually make that dream a reality?
I was like 15. I started making videos, and then we made videos for like 4 years before we even started getting paid. So,
oh,
like,
damn,
it was for fun.
Oh, was that when there were no ads on YouTube?
Yeah, there's no ads.
The golden days.
Yeah,
I remember that. I remember when ads first started popping. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
This happens on TV. I don't want to watch commercials.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, man.
And you started making money.
I remember the first paycheck was like, or I was making videos and I was in North Carolina. And so that's away from all the YouTubers. So there's a lot of YouTubers in California, but we were like the only ones there. And then my dad was like, hey, I just saw an article like Ryan Higa like made $1 million. And I was like, for what? I was like, we get the same amount of views back then.
No.
And then he was like, oh, it's just like AdSense thing. And then I was like, oh yeah, let's sign up. And so we signed up and the first paycheck was like 20,000. And I was like, and I was making like $1,500 a month as a waiter. And I was like, oh. And as soon as that happened, it just blew my mind. And they just kept getting more and more. We started really focusing on YouTube. And then,
whoa.
Yeah, it got
that's
crazy.
Wild.
Yeah.
That is wild, bro. I didn't buy my parents a mansion. Bought my dad a truck.
Truck, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was dope. Shout out Greg Paul.
So what would you say to all these younger kids coming up that want to be YouTubers? Because I feel like there's a lot of them that see all these YouTube stars and they want to live that life.
If you want to be a YouTuber these days, there's like a million of them. You just got to go all in. You can't just be like, oh, I'm going to try it. I'm going to dip my toes in the water. You got to like just dive in and go hard and dedicate your life to it.
Like if
like you did.
Yeah, sort of. I was going to say, if you're a rapper, you probably got to dedicate your life to it if you want to become a real rapper. Like, you got to get face tats. So what's the YouTube equivalent of YouTuber equivalent of getting face tats?
You just got to be willing to, you got to take some pain.
You got to take
some embarrassment.
Yes. That's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a big
one. You got to get hurt.
You will be embarrassed.
Yeah.
I feel like, or just like have a family. You know what I'm saying? Like, just get a quick family, bro.
Because
as soon as you have a girlfriend and a baby, bro, your shit just boo, dude, straight through the fucking roof.
That's a proven to be successful.
Yeah, or a puppy.
A puppy works. Yeah, you got a puppy.
No.
No, I you don't even have one, I said.
Yeah. Well, you do right now.
I thought you had a pug.
There's one right in front of you.
No, so my brother has a pug. I live with a pug. And then my
other roommate right there has a husky.
What do you mean you live with a pug? Like the pug is the roommate?
Yeah, he pays rent.
That's what you call having a dog. I just wanted to inform
that. And then Lauren had Moose. So I was just surrounded by dogs all the time.
Yo, your brother Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Dope guy. He's doing YouTube.
Yeah.
Man, the first time I met Aaron, he was 260 pounds.
Yeah.
And how much does he weigh now?
I think like 190 or 200, something.
Yo, this guy really did it.
Yeah.
Damn. Are you proud of him?
He did it. I yeah.
Mean, he's looking great now, bro. He's looking he's looking like a snack, to be honest. Like,
how much weight did he lose?
Like 50 pounds or something like that, or 60 pounds. It was crazy. Bro, he was heavy.
Yeah, it was nuts. It was cool to see him go through the transformation. Like,
he has a jawline now.
He's got a jawline. Yeah. Two young stuff. How old is he?
30. He just turned 30 in February.
Wait, he's older than you?
Yeah, by a year, yeah.
Dude, what the heck, God. Bro? Y'all have great genes.
Yeah, I actually talked to somebody. They said that black people and Asian people have oilier skin, so we get less wrinkly because we're always moist, like man moist.
What about white people? Am I just screwed?
Oh, no, you're messed. Yeah, yeah. It sucks, man.
Too much time on the farm.
When you're my age, you're going to look like 35.
Damn. Must be. Are you planning on reproducing, spreading these beautiful golden genetics?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Man, I'm 29, so.
You gotta find one, bro, to be honest.
Yeah.
You got to make this shit happen soon.
I was thinking, like, when I was younger, I wanted to have a kid in, like, by like 32.
Yeah.
That's only 3 years away.
No, you got it. You got it. I've tried for a while. You hot, bro?
Yeah.
Just thinking about it. It's like, damn.
Temperature. I'm not trying to have any kids anytime soon, but time is coming.
Are you kidding me? Yo, tell me he would have the best family kids, channel, bro. They'd be so,
oh, yeah. You think? Blow up, bro.
Yeah, you can definitely take your time on that, though, bro. Like, I feel like you don't need to push
No,
that.
You
like,
do. You do. Exploit your child as soon as he comes out the womb. Clickbait. Well, look, I gave birth to my child. And then, like, you hand deliver the baby.
Yeah.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Welcome back to another episode of Advice with Logan Paul.
Okay, any other advice?
Exploit your babies.
Today, we're talking about exploiting your children.
Yay.
We did a 24 insane challenges for my 24th birthday yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
It's up?
No, it's going up tomorrow. It's not going up today. Sorry, Logang. Hayden, my editor, is grinding. It's long. It's literally like a 30-minute vlog, bro.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah, we went in.
But one part, we gave away $24 to 24 people.
Yeah.
And I was so curious how people were going to react to receiving, literally just me, like, here, take my money.
Yeah.
How do you think people reacted in LA?
Skeptical. Or they're excited to be on camera. I've noticed that a lot. If there's a camera, they're like, hey, what's up?
It was a little bit of a mix. A lot more people were skeptical than I thought. And I want to ask you why. Some people downright refused. But I want to ask you, why do you think people were so adamant about not literally taking my money? And by the way, I'm approaching them with me, my mom, Danny. Like, it's not an intimidating crew.
Yeah.
We're smiling. Like, the energy's good. Sure, there's cameras. But why do you think people are so quick to say no to things?
I think there's two things. One, because Logan Paul is trying to give them money.
So they don't know.
They don't know you.
Me. Nah, okay. Like,
two, there's always a catch, and people know that. So they're like, "Oh, what's going to happen if I take this?" Or there's cameras.
Mm.
Yeah, they think if they take it, then they have evidence on them, and like they're just skeptical, especially like older people because they can't keep up with the time. So like, oh no, they're doing something. Something's going to happen.
So I get that.
Yeah,
but why is it a no right off the bat? Why is it not like a what's this for? Why are you doing this? You know, that's, I feel like much healthier, but why are people so closed off nowadays? It really made me sad in a way.
Yeah.
Cause I'm the exact opposite, bro. Ask me anything. I'm like, yes, I'm in, please. Like, let me experience life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had a good.
Yeah. I think part of it has to do with people are shut off from receiving. Like, they don't know how to receive stuff anymore. Yeah. Like, the majority of us live, you know, alone or with a small amount of people. We're all separated and segregated today. So I feel like people forgot how to receive whatever it is, love, you know, a good deed. Like somebody wants to be like, hey, let me pay for this meal. And then a fight breaks out because like, no, I'm going to pay for the meal. Yeah. It's like, bro, just receive.
Yeah.
Like if someone's going to like willingly wanting to do a good deed, I learned this from one of my mentors and it like blew my mind. But if somebody wants to do a good deed for you, at you turning them down is robbing them of a chance to give.
True.
Yeah.
So like, I think that's a big thing. Obviously I do think like when you're giving money out in public, it, like you said, it's skepticism for good reasons. Like you don't know what that is.
Yeah.
There's something in the psyche of having someone do a favor for you that makes them actually like you more, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Like if I were to ask you to do a favor for me and you do it, while yes, I probably appreciate and like the favor, you are inclined to be more appreciative and optimistic towards me, which was an interesting.
I can see that. Yeah.
And I'm not sure what the actual like scientific breakdown is, but
I actually gave a homeless guy on the street $100 one time just because I wasn't filming or anything. I was just like, oh, I'm just going to make his day. So then I rolled down my window and I was like, hey, come. He wasn't asking for money, but I was like, hey, come here. And then I gave him $100, but it's like a new $100. Mm. And so he didn't believe that it was real. And then I ended up having an argument with him and I was like, yo, man, just take it.
Yo.
And he's like, no, I don't want your fake Monopoly money. I was like,
oh my God.
No, for real. I was like, yo, just take it to the store and try to use it. It'll work. And he's like, no, you're gonna make me look like an idiot. And
oh
then
my God.
I was like, no, man, just trust me. And then I drove away. I gave it to him. He kept it. I drove away and I was like, that was a fun interaction. Let me do this again. So I went back around the block, gave him another $100. And then he was like, bro, stop.
Oh
and then
my
I
God.
Was like, I was like, no, just take it. And he's like, and then he ran. And then I never saw him again. Yeah, he ran like he thought I was joking. Or I don't know why he ran.
See, I don't understand that.
Yeah.
We hopped out in traffic for one of them to give someone else next to us $24.
Yeah.
And the guy behind me was heavy hand on his horn, like lead hand, just
two middle fingers.
Yeah. I'm out of the vehicle. He knows the car isn't going anywhere. Yeah. Like I'm not like, I can't do anything about this situation, guy. Either go around me or like wait 20 seconds.
I guess maybe his like view on it was maybe you shouldn't have stopped there and got out in the first place.
While he's absolutely right, like take a chill pill. Right. So Spencer goes, yo, go give that guy the money.
I was going to say.
You did? Yeah, did he take it?
So we hopped in the car and I start like running towards him. He's like, no. And then he rolls down his window. He's like, no, I got kids in the car. I'm like, okay, take my money. He's like, no, I can't. As he's reaching for the money, he's like, no, I got kids in the car, bro. Takes the money.
Yeah.
And we're like, have a good day.
Why was he doing all that with the kids in the car?
I have no idea, bro. But neutralizing haters.
Yeah.
With money.
That's why I feel like we got to do more public experiments. Like, I think it's so, there's something so valuable in it.
Yeah.
Like seeing people just in their mundane, like, this is my day. This is my way I view life. And like, you just shake that up.
Yeah.
Like so much fun.
I feel like you could do a good video of just starting like
a riot,
escalating things and then de-escalating them.
Oh.
Like all you do is you just go into situations and de-escalate and be like, oh.
That'd be good for me too.
That'd be good, yeah.
Yeah, I was giving out the money yesterday. I was like, I was tingling a little bit. Oh, fuck! It was like, it made me feel good, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, I know you got into boxing and fitness though.
Yeah, man.
How's that going?
Man, I was supposed to fight Deji. Did you know this?
Oh, wait. I thought you were going to fight KSI. Right. It was Deji?
No, there's like the KSI thing, but it Deji actually hit me up and I was like, yo, let's fight. And I'm like, okay, cool. Let's do it. I'm down. And he's like, okay, we'll build it up or something. And I was like, whatever, cool, let's do that. And then like time passed and then like he just got out of shape. And then I think he just realized that I was going harder than him. And then I asked him again. I was like, yo, we still doing this? Months later, after been training for like 5 months. And he's like, I don't know, man. And then I was like, what? And so now I have all this boxing training and nothing to do with it.
Oh no.
And so like, I'm either he's like, he just didn't want to do it again. Or he was like, I'm going to tell him like a couple months before the actual fight. So he like doesn't train. Yeah. I think he's trying to get me.
Oh shit.
But I still beat him. I'll still beat him.
Yo, those Olentangies, they're shifty, bro.
Yeah, they're shifty.
You can't trust them, bro.
They're trying to get me.
That'd be a good fight. Deji can actually box.
Yeah. But I wouldn't say it's for nothing, by the way. Part of the reason I love boxing is because it's a practical skill. Like, mm-hmm. it really is a practical skill. Like,
yeah.
When I walk around, I'm more confident knowing I can protect myself or my girl, my family, you know? It's much, much easier than working out.
Yeah. But, and like, I only, after like the first like week of training, I was like, man, I didn't know how much I didn't know. Like, I thought, because
boxing's crazy. Just like, I also made a mistake. It's not much easier than working out. Sorry. It's much more
enjoyable.
And efficient, I think, than working out, you know?
Yeah.
Because working out, what you do, you just look good, which, by the way, you do. This is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this fucking guy, bro.
You should look like a pro boxer.
I was 18 there. Do I look any older now?
No.
No.
Have you learned how to tie a tie slightly better?
Oh, no. What's going on here, bro? It was after graduation. Okay, it was hot.
Oh, he's getting freaky.
Yeah. I do look nothing like that anymore now.
So you're still trying to box someone?
Yeah, I'm trying to fight, but I just really wanted to fight Deji.
Like, how you feel about getting hit in the face? Like, are you sparring?
Yeah.
How's that?
It took me a while to get comfortable with it, but now I'm comfortable with it.
Don't ruin that pretty face, dog.
I know. I'm all about dodging the punches. I'm not trying to get hit.
I feel you.
Yeah. What was your strategy? Just hit as hard as you can?
Nah, I'm a counter puncher, bro.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's where you knock them out. And you're just like, oh.
I'm tough to hit and I'm really good. If you fuck up, like, don't make a mistake.
Yeah.
I will hit you hard.
Yeah. And I think, are you fighting again?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah. KSI.
Oh, you guys are doing it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
He commented on my Instagram post, actually.
Rare.
My last one, I posted a video of me sparring because him and Jake were, the Joe Weller thing was getting hyped up. And I was like, I don't like the way the momentum on the internet is going. Like, I please, let's not forget the type of skill that I possess. And I really want to use it again on KSI. And so I posted this video and I was like, yo, KSI is dodging, bro.
Yeah.
And he commented on it.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I know that he snapped a little bit. Cause his comment was like, first off, he commented on an Instagram post after like months of, he's too irrelevant to fight him.
Yeah.
I want to fight his brother and avenge mine.
Yeah.
He's get a million.
He's like, I'm not dodging you, bro. I'm not dodging, bro. Fight you for once and for all, and that's final. And this time, you won't be able to hold on to your life.
Sounds like a super villain.
He always does.
It's like Vegeta.
He always does.
Nah, but yeah, it's going down.
Yeah, man.
It'd be sick to get you on the undercard.
Yeah, I would love to just, but I want to fight Deji, though. Like, I don't want to fight just somebody. Fight,
we can make that happen.
Deji can fight, dude.
I would love to fight him, but I'm pretty sure KSI knows you're going to win. Because he trained for like, a year and a half before fighting you, and you trained for 6 months, and then he tied. So he knows that you have extra time now.
It's
you're going to get him.
It's so tough because, like, do I sit here and say, like, yeah, absolutely. Like, here's what I've been doing and this is how good I am now? Or because that'll, I feel like, despire him. Is that the opposite of inspire? Mm-hmm. Uninspire him to fight me. Despire.
Despire.
It's fucking despire. Early. I'm sick. It's my birthday. I'm going to make it whatever goddamn word I please.
Hey, despire.
All right?
Lit.
Despire.
Do you think you're a lot better than you were?
If I fought the Logan that fought KSI right now, I would knock that Logan out in the first round.
I was hoping for a knockout.
Me too.
Was there a knockout in the whole thing? Like, there's not one knockout.
Sucks. I'm disappointed in all of us.
My goal was, I was like, I want to be the first YouTuber to knock YouTuber
literally
out.
Literally knock someone out.
Yeah.
That clip will be incredible. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it, bro. And it's going to be.
You're going to get it? I'm going to get it too.
It's going to be ugly, bro. I'm going to get it.
I am surprised how long Deji lasted, though.
Bro, he felt good, dude. We were all surprised.
Like, everybody thought his first round could be done. Yeah. But he lasted.
Yeah.
So.
Now I'm proud of Deji, bro.
Yeah, this fight's going to be a lot different. This fight's you're
trying to have it in LA.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
How crazy would that be?
How do you think the fight would go with if me and versus Deji?
I've never seen you spar.
Well, what do you think? Like, what do you think I would be good at? Like, you would think I'd be faster or
speed, I bet you're taller. You're quick. If you use your reach, how do you fight? You fight with your hands down or up?
Up.
I don't know. I don't know. People who fight with their hands up are always, they constrict themselves a little more than they should.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know, bro.
I'm going to beat him. Just wait.
We should do a practice together or something.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm down. I not to get like crazy deep or something, but you're always so happy or the persona that you play online is happy, smiling. Literally your quote is if you're not smiling, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
That's your saying. Are you really always that happy?
We lived next to each other. You know how happy I'm just usually just a happy guy.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Well, you ever get sad?
Oh, yeah. I get sad. Well, it's like extremes. So, like, I'll get like, I'm not usually sad, but when I do get sad, like, I get mad.
Mm.
Like, or I get like, it's over the top. So like,
can't imagine you being mad,
yeah, bro. Yeah.
You go down into like a dark hole.
You don't want to see that.
No, I don't. I really don't. So I mean, like, there. When it comes to mental health, do you do anything to maintain it?
The happiness?
Oh, yeah.
No, I just try to, like, I've always been the guy that, like, if somebody's having a bad time, they come to me so I can, like, show them a good time. But I'm not great at, like, deep conversations, but I can get your mind off of it. So
I feel that.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy I am.
Are you working on your emotional wherewithal?
What is this?
Emotional wherewithal. Like you said, you're not good at deep conversations. Why not?
I really think it's because of ADHD. Like, I just can't follow a conversation. I'm surprised I'm still following what we're talking about now.
Well, we talk about something different every 32 seconds. Yeah, it's perfect for
that's
you.
That's perfect, yeah. Like, I have crazy ADHD.
It's not,
like,
that's not a bad thing, though.
It's not bad. Yeah. It's just, like, super hard to focus.
I was watching a crazy doc on Netflix about Adderall, about, like, that wave. And ADHD, too. They were saying ADHD... Back in the like hunter-gatherer days, the people with ADHD were the ones who just went out and like sought new land and like discovered things.
Oh, no
like,
way.
It wasn't ever a problem.
They sent the crazy ones out.
Yeah. They weren't crazy. They weren't wired to stay in one spot. They were wired to discover. They were wired to like go experience.
They're like type A, type just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because our society now is built with such... all these, you know, confinements where kids have to be in a classroom and they have to go through this, you know, trajectory. So that's why we have, like, we didn't have Adderall back in the day. Like, we still got by. So it's crazy to see that stuff.
ADHD was like a good trait back in the day.
Yeah, it was just like, different. Yeah.
Like,
know?
This dude gets fired up, dude. He's going to make things happen.
Yeah. If it was the same as back then, we'd have kids. We'd notice kids in the classroom and we wouldn't give them a pill before they're even old enough to know what that effects of that are.
Yeah.
You'd just be like, oh yeah, like go play outside a little bit.
Yeah. Do what you want to do. Yeah. Like, what do you think would be a good thing to do? Like, give them some creative freedom. Yeah.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
How were you guys in school?
I think I have ADHD too. Yeah. To some degree. I just have never gotten it checked out. I think my parents just gave up.
Education kind of guy. Like, you like school?
No, I was horrible.
I was a little fucker,
it was just
dude.
Like every class was like a new audience. Like, I never focused. It was horrible homework. But then like anything creative, I would kill it. Like, I would not even try. Same. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like,
hey, did you ever get video assignments where you have to make a video for your class and then you just slay it?
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. That's the one thing you love.
When I was in high school, we were already doing YouTube. So people knew me. So they were like, so people would come like to the class when they know I'm going to present something because they'd be like, oh, what's he going to do?
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So they would like, and the teachers would be like, yeah, they would invite him over. But I was always disrupting class. Like, always.
Me too. I was so bad.
My man's is a disruptor.
Yeah.
Even on the macro scale.
I was too.
Mm-hmm. Even when like every single day, like, it's not even sometimes. It's every day. I would wait outside of my class. Like, I would get there right when the bells about to ring. And right when it rang, it would be like, and I would slide into class, like, on my side, like a secret agent, every day. And every day, my teacher would be like, that was a close one. I'm like, I know. I don't know how I keep cutting it so close.
speaking of ADHD, I know you have somewhere to be. I want to go to an audio-only little quick Q&A here.
Okay.
We'll get a little juicy.
Let's get it.
Ladies and gentlemen. Yo, Alex Wasabi, thank you for coming on Impulsive.
Yes, sir.
Number one podcast in the world. Where can they find you on social media?
Alex Wasabi.
Absolutely incredible. Who would have guessed? Guys, thank you for watching. Hit that subscribe button. It's my birthday. Also, quick little thing. Maverick, we are doing a 1-for-1. You get one and you give one to a child, a kid in need. It's with these hoodies here, a Maverick retro drop. We were trying to make an impact this year because it's finally hitting me that with an audience, we can actually do some good on this fucking floating rock that we live on. LoganPaul.com/shop. Audio only Q&A right now with Alex Wasabi. Ladies and gentlemen, take it easy. Peace. All right, we're here. Don't move.
Here we are.
Everyone good? Kong's being so cute right now.
I know it's, I'm glad it's audio. So I wanted to ask you a question about something visual.
Okay.
Is that your only tattoo on this arm over here?
Yeah, it's my only tattoo. That's all I got. That's a California for the palm tree. And then for North Carolina. Cool. So my two, where my families are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the coniferous forest and then the palm tree.
Yeah. But I thought these were the state trees, but both of them are wrong.
No, that's the worst, bro.
It's whatever.
Yeah. The only that's the reason that's bad is mainly because they're, you know, permanent and shit. Yo, are there any YouTubers that you dislike?
Oh,
like, is there someone?
Actually, I always befriend the controversial people, like you, Fousey.
But we were
Rice
friends
Gum.
Before I was controversial.
Yeah, I just attract that. I don't know why. Like Fousey and Rice Gum are probably my closest friends from YouTube.
Hey, why don't you join us, huh?
Yeah. Come to the dark side.
Come to the dark side. Yeah. Why don't you make a mistake real quick? I can help you.
Oh, you know the ways,
Alex. Hold my hand. Man, my voice is so like weird today, bro.
You sound like the hormone monster.
No, I'll sound like the hormone monster. Ready? What should I say? Alex, hold my hand. Why don't you come over here? We could do something bad.
That's so accurate.
We could do some bad things.
Is that what was on your shoulder like over the last couple of years?
Yeah, bro. It was just a little demon that was like. By the way, my high school mascot was a demon. Like, go demon.
It's even saying
but
it.
But he'd always be like, hey, Logan, why don't you push the boundaries? Why don't you start swearing, Logan? I was like, yeah, okay, guy.
Ooh, it sounds fun.
And then the angel was like, no, not too much, do it. Don't listen to that angel. Anyways. Man, you proud of Lily Singh? I know you're friends with her.
Oh, yeah. Lily's, oh, that's dope. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I wonder how that's going to go. So she has a talk show now?
Yeah. You think she's moving backwards? Talk to some YouTubers. Some of them think she's going backwards, going to traditional.
I don't think she's backwards. I think she's just done. I mean, not done, but she's like.
She's canceled.
It's just like YouTube is like, no. I mean, like YouTube is like, she's like, okay, I've done it. Like, what else is there?
Yeah.
So she's ready to move on. I mean, she's still going to do it, but I'm sure she wants to broaden her horizons.
Mm. I feel like if she comes back to it after that, like there's only growth opportunity there.
Like she's just going to be known. Some people go on TV to be known, and then some people do other stuff in Japan to be known, and there's just a lot of things you could do.
Well, I'm so glad this isn't visual because I'm death staring at Alex. Why would he say that?
He was already known, dude. See, it just made him more known.
See, these nice guys are just passive aggressive.
But only audio on the audio version of it. Yeah.
Exactly.
That was fucked up.
Hey, how's it doing? Punch to the nuts.
So wait, what audio? So what is this for?
Like Spotify.
It's Spotify, iTunes.
As we said, it's the juicy shit.
Nah, so,
and you have not proven us wrong, Alex.
Yeah, you really went there. Really
this is where the juicy stuff happens?
Yeah. Why?
I went on a date with a princess one time.
Did you
lying.
Really?
You're lying.
I did, a real princess.
Wait, whoa.
It was crazy.
Of what country can you say? It's probably Middle East.
I probably shouldn't. Middle East, yeah. There you go.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And like her uncle is like the sultan of this place.
Oh my god.
And
what?
Like, and I didn't know until somebody told me. They're like, hey, be careful. And I was I was at this wedding and I was hanging out with this girl and we're like hanging out, it's super fun. And then the mother of the groom was like, Alex, come here. And I haven't talked to her yet, and but her son was my friend. And I was like, oh, okay. I came over and she's like, Alex, you gotta be careful. And I was like, what? And she's like, just be super respectful. And I was like, I haven't done anything. We dancing and kissing a little bit, but nothing crazy. And she was like, you just don't understand. Look over your shoulder. And I look and she's like, now look over your other shoulder. And she's like, you see those big dudes with guns?
Oh my God.
You're in the Philippines. And those are her bodyguards that travel the world with her. So, and I was like, why is she doing that? And they're like, cause that's the princess. That's a princess. And I was like, what?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yo, your life was on the line, bro.
And she was, and then I was like, I got scared. Like most guys would be like, yes, I got scared. I was like, oh, so I stopped drinking. I kept hanging out there, but I stopped drinking. And like, it
oh
was,
my God.
It was cool.
Bro, they'll roll
she
you
was
up
cheating
in a
on her
sheet,
boyfriend.
Dude.
She was peeing on her boyfriend?
Cheating on her boyfriend from her country.
Let me tell you something. Princesses, they can do whatever the fuck they please.
Yeah, they
do. If they want to do golden showers, they can do that. Yeah.
No, I was talking about cheating.
Oh, okay. Okay. They could, I mean, just saying, they could do that.
Did she come across as a princess? Like, was she wearing anything that would you would say like, oh, this girl's a princess? Because like Disney makes it seem like every princess has like a big, puffy, colorful dress.
No, but she like... She's like what I would imagine Ariana Grande or Kylie Jenner would be in person. Like she wasn't like super like great personality, but she was just
gorgeous.
Yeah, gorgeous. And we were at the same hotel and I went to her room and she had a banner up and it said like welcome. And like she was just staying at the hotel and I was like, how come I don't have a banner? And all her and her royal friends were like, and I was like, they didn't tell me. They still didn't tell me until later. And I was like, wait, why is that funny? Like,
wait, is it all her and her royal friends?
Yeah.
Have you visited her palace yet?
No.
And I don't mean that in a sexual way.
No, I haven't. But it was a crazy time.
So you're not seeing her anymore?
Sometimes. I'm single now.
Oh, shit.
Damn. It was like right before Lauren.
Oh.
So like it was like probably a month before Lauren happened.
Man, I'm just saying, you make some dope content, bro.
You could rekindle
that. Some royal content.
I'll think about it. Like, we'll see.
They probably got like big yachts and stuff.
I bet they do. Like that's she's awesome. Just like,
I would love to date a princess. I'd probably befriend the bodyguards and use them as my bodyguards.
I really didn't even like know that princesses existed because like she's a niece, so I guess nieces are princesses too. Mm. She's not even a daughter. So
yo, I went to Dubai once.
Yeah,
and I got the. Yo, the royal family wants to meet you. I was like, sick. So they took me up to like the 140th floor of the Burj Khalifa.
What?
Met the royal family. They left.
Yeah.
Another royal family came in.
Uh-huh.
They left. Another royal family came in. Dog.
Exhibit?
Dog. I was there for 2 hours meeting, quote unquote, royal family.
What?
Everyone is the royal family.
Yeah.
No, bro, it's crazy. Like everyone is somehow a part of the royal family. Eventually I was like, yo, this is, I got kind of played right now. Like I'm missing a sweet dinner with Anthony Joshua. Can I
please? Oh, like,
yeah. No, it was good though. It was all dope, but I just wasn't mentally prepared for the meet and greet, but the kids were so sweet, bro. So it was cool. It was nice. Yeah. Dubai's dope. Anyways.
We'll talk more about the princess stuff after. There's some crazy stuff. Really? I'll tell you.
That's when the real juicy stuff goes down.
In
after,
real life.
After the audio only.
All right, yo. Go to your thing. It's 11:14. Let's take a Polaroid. Let's do some dope things. It's my birthday. I'm going to go celebrate.
Hey. What are you doing? You getting crazy?
Honestly, not nothing. Literally nothing.
Bleeding from another orifice?
Yeah, I hope not.
If you don't bleed from another orifice by the end of the day, you didn't really celebrate.
It's always... fun little surprise. I'm like, which one am I going to bleed out of?
Which Orphis? The anyway. Wheel of Orphis.
Thank you guys for listening to Impartial.
We'll see you next time. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.